will now begin our post-race media availabilities. We are now joined by our winner, Christopher Bell, and winning crew chief, Jason Ratcliffe. Congratulations, guys. Thanks for popping in. We'll go ahead and open it up for media questions. If you have one, please raise your hand, and we will get to you as soon as possible. Start right here in the front.
Hello, Jason.
Hey.
Hi. How's it going? Good. Just comment on your short track program and this guy's ability to implement it.
You know, since we started last year, it's been pretty good. You know, we hit on a package that works for us, and obviously with Christopher's background, I think, you know, that kind of suits his driving style, and especially at tracks like this where, you know, you get into traffic pretty quick and you have lane options, and you know, I felt like we were a little bit quicker than those guys today, but where he would really stretch it out is when we get to lap traffic, and he would start working the lap traffic just better than those guys. So he fits his style. I mean, I think our intermediate program's strong as well, but we've definitely been good on the short tracks. That's been our bread and butter so far. So we'll just keep capitalizing on that.
We'll go over here to the right to Jerry, and then right back over here.
Jerry Jordan, kicking the tires on net. Christopher, talk about your domination out there, basically. I mean, and you and Bells, I mean, you and Cole seem to be going back and forth of wins, tit for tat. What are you thinking about this overall season?
I think the season's gone really well so far. We just need to keep clicking away here. We're going to Iowa next week, which should be another really good racetrack for us. So I should have a shot at it. And then after that, it's coming into a little bit of a rough stretch for me as a driver, the road courses. I love Bristol, but I'm not much of a road racer. So we had moments where we were pretty good last year at the road courses. So hopefully I can put it all together. I know my cars will be good. So I'll have Kyle as a teammate at Watkins Glen, and hopefully I can learn some from him and be competitive.
We'll come right down here.
Congratulations, Sherman Whitman, WPKC Radio, Fitchburg, Mass. You led for all but 14 laps. What do you credit that to?
I just credit it to a great race car. That's the biggest thing, and it keeps getting pounded into my head week in and week out that the race cars are the ones that – the race cars win the races. The drivers just kind of are along for the ride. So Jason keeps giving me great race cars, and that's what the key is.
The race car, yes, but – isn't it something about the driver, too, that makes it happen?
Absolutely.
Man, I just hold the wheels. So all my job is to make sure that the race car goes around the racetrack as good as it can. And, you know, my team are the ones that win the races.
We'll go to Bob.
Bob Pockers, Fox Sports. Last week you had a dominant car early, and obviously Cole got their car better late. I know there's no sundown here that really would impact it potentially as much, but was there a concern for you at all? Gosh, we're so good early. Is the same thing going to happen?
A little bit. It's definitely intimidating whenever you lead the entire race, but it was a little bit different this time because the 00 is kind of keeping up with us a little bit in the first stage, so I had a little bit more direction to point Jason on why I couldn't continue to stretch the lead out. And then, I guess the biggest difference was obviously the sun didn't go down, so the track didn't change very much. But we just executed all day. My pit crew did fantastic. We never lost positions on pit road. Restarts worked out in my favor. Never lost positions on restarts. So just everything worked out today.
We'll go down to Jerry and then to the back.
Jason, for you, real quick, you've been with a lot of drivers, a lot of good drivers. So what do you see in Christopher, and what do you see his potential going from here?
I get this question every time we come here. That's awesome. I love it. So he obviously, I mean, I think his record shows it. I heard someone today in qualifying mentioning his win to start ratio, which I didn't even realize. I'm like, wow, that's amazing. I mean, that's in a different category right there. So, you know, what else do you say? I think that speaks for itself. And I think for as far as his future goes, I mean, you know, like I say every time I get asked this question, he can go as far as he wants to go. I mean, I think that he's on the right path. I don't think he has to be in a hurry about it. He's doing good things right now. He's learning. I think there's a lot of cars out there that would love to have put one of his seats in it. So, He's being patient. He's doing a good job of executing each and every week and building on that. And, you know, we'll just see what tomorrow holds. But I think he's got good things in store for him.
Do you compare him to anybody
else? I hate doing that. You know, I mean, I don't think so. His driving style is different than, you know, I've worked with Kyle, and we know he's amazing. He's probably one of the best the sport's ever seen. They have different driving styles, and Christopher does things at this stage of his career better than Kyle did. But Kyle did things better than Christopher. So I think my challenge to Christopher each and every week is, hey, these are the areas that we need to grow on. These are the areas that you do really well that come natural to you, that are amazing, and I've worked with some great drivers, so I feel like I've got a pretty good measuring stick on where he needs to be there. But then these are the areas we need to work on, and the great thing about him is he takes it to heart, and he says, all right, well, I'm going to work on it. And every week he goes out, and he does better in those areas. So I think he just I don't think we really know right now. I mean, he's sitting beside me, so it's tough to speak too much. We won't get him out of the room. His head will keep swelling up, but he's pretty good, man. He's pretty good. I think, like I said, I think his record speaks for itself, and we gotta keep him humble, you know, so he keeps digging. But he actually does a good job of keeping himself humble. And, you know, that statement a while ago about it's all about the race car, I think everyone in this room knows better than that. I've had a lot of good race cars and couldn't win races with them. Without the right guy behind the wheel. So we're doing good things. I'm proud of him. You know, he keeps working hard, and it's exciting to see, you know, where he's going to go in the future. Yep.
We'll go to the back and then right up here in the front.
Bob Bianchi, WSMN, Nashua. Christopher, you mentioned a couple times when you came in restarts. From where I was sitting, they were pretty awesome. Is this something you've been working on?
That's a good question. I mean, I don't know if it's something that I've been working on or probably more so just experience, just getting to do them over and over and over. And that's the biggest thing. You know, you learn from the restarts that don't work, and you try and not do that again. So, and I don't know, for whatever reason, it just worked out for us today. And we've had really, you know, I keep saying race cars, but restarts, they do come down to race car too. Sometimes you don't have the right gear ratios in the car, or your setup doesn't allow the rear tires to work as good. And the last several weeks, Kentucky and this week, our restarts have been really good. So we've had the right package.
Are there any final questions?